An ambitious school funding bill that collapsed in the legislature on Beacon Hill last session apparently has a new lease on life. The plan would increase state spending in most Massachusetts communities, and it's won over City of Boston officials. WBUR's Max Larkin has the latest.
Historically, education reform has proceeded by compromise. School districts get more money, but only in exchange for higher standards or tougher state oversight. State Senator Sonia Chang-Diaz says that isn't going to work in 2019.
Money is necessary, not sufficient, but it's necessary. You can't ask someone to do a $100 job and give them $50 and expect success.
State standards have gotten tougher over the past decade. Meanwhile, the cost of health care, of special education, of teaching low-income students, they're all rising, Chang-Diaz says, with many districts struggling to keep up. At a press conference later today, she's reintroducing a bill from last session, one that never won the support of the state's highest-profile political leaders. This time around, Chang-Diaz is proud to announce her coalition will have one prominent newcomer.
One of the folks that you will hear from is the mayor of Boston, who is enthusiastically backing the bill.
That's Mayor Marty Walsh. Last session, he and other city officials argued that Chang-Diaz's proposal wouldn't help Boston, which doesn't get much in the way of state aid due to its large tax revenue, and which has lost millions of dollars as students transferred to charter schools. So Chang-Diaz and City Hall refined the bill to make sure cities like Boston would get some state support that can't be gobbled up by charter schools. That change will result in a more expensive piece of legislation, with a projected cost of $1.5 billion, up from around $1 billion. But Walsh says he hears support for more school spending in Boston and throughout the Commonwealth.
People want more investment, and I think that you can't shortchange our kids. You can't shortchange educational opportunity.
A WBUR poll taken last year found that 52% of respondents agreed that the state isn't giving enough support to public schools. But some remain wary, like Kerry Rodriguez, who runs a nonprofit that supports parents and school choice. She worries that district bureaucracies will waste the additional state aid.
I don't see a plan. All I see is money and money without direction. That is irresponsible, and we don't have time for irresponsibility on the part of elected officials anymore.
Rodriguez says any large infusion of cash should be targeted at programs that work for disadvantaged students, like extended school days and special small academies held over school vacations. That looks to be the approach that Governor Charlie Baker will advance in a bill of his own. He says he'll ask districts to focus new spending on those proven programs. So there's a good chance another high-stakes negotiation over school funding will play out this year, just like it did last year. This time, at least, it seems that everyone is at the table. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.